Bonnie and Frank show. Tommy Chong's going to be joining us shortly. Tommy has his own podcast called The Chong and Chong Show. And you can download it from iTunes.com at Tommy Chong on Twitter. It is 420, the Stoner National Holiday, if not International Holiday, and people are celebrating all over the world. We celebrated earlier with Stoner Cookbook, tried a couple like pickles and icing, and we put some hot Cheetos and pudding together. These are all suggestions on the internet that say, hey, this is, you'd never discover these on your own unless you were high and that's all you had.
Pepperoni and peanut butter sandwich.
Which was good.
Yeah.
And also, I was so high that blank happened. So we'll ask Tommy if he can tell us a story about when he was so high blank happened. Or if he does have something in the Stoner Cookbook that he'd like to participate. Tommy Chong?
Yeah.
There he is.
Good to talk to you, man. It's always fun to have you on the show. And on this day, you know, April 20th, it's the Stoner holiday.
This is
of
Frank's
all time.
Christmas.
It is April 20th, isn't it?
It is.
That means 420. You know what that means.
That's right. It's time.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting all year. Oh, that's a nice bong. Yeah.
Oh. Pulled that one.
We're
hard.
Having a good time around here this morning, Tommy.
We've been talking to people about that time they were so high that blank happened. Do you have that story where it's like, I was so high, this happened?
I was so high. I ended up in jail.
Yeah, that's true. That's a true story. There's a whole book about it, too. There's a whole book about it. We also covered the Stoner Cookbook, where you find things that you wouldn't normally put together as far as a menu item, like pickles and frosting.
Which is oddly good.
Do you have anything that you go to in your Stoner Cookbook?
Well, you know, because I'm recovering from cancer, so my diet has to be very specialized. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so my thrill would be eating a piece of sausage by mistake.
You don't get to eat that stuff anymore,
right.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, because it's weird, you know, when you got problems and your diet, you know, you're restricted. So I guess, you know, little things turn me on, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people are celebrating 420 today in Colorado, down there in that square, right down there in the center of town. And I see that you have a strain of weed that's now available in Colorado called Chong Star.
Yes. It was named after my little boat on Dancing with the Stars. And this great grower, Mike Sethin in Colorado, he put a strain together just especially for me. It's kind of laid back, and it's got a Mexican accent, so it's really cool.
I was just going to ask you, like, what does it do?
Is that ever going to be available out here at in California?
Eventually. Yeah, it is, you know, in my house, definitely.
It's available.
We have to go to Tommy's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, at my place, and my close friends, you know, they get a taste of it. In fact, I'm looking at some right now. But yeah, it'll be available. We're developing strains in like Washington and California and all over. It's quite exciting.
You also over the weekend came out with this product called the Chong Roller.
The Chong Roller is they're both perfectly rolled cones. You know,
mm-hmm.
They're shaped perfectly with a little bit of a. What do you call a filter tip on the end, and so you can smoke every bit of your substance right down to the
no
last.
Waste,
no waste,
no waste at all. It's so cool.
And that is that available on like your website or you tried to do the website sales at one point, and that's what got you in jail, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, it was shipping bongs across the state line to the DEA in Pennsylvania.
Understand that, Tommy. That never made any sense to me. Number one, Frank's feeling better though now about the whole thing. What I never understood about it, Tommy, is that like number one, you could say it was for tobacco, and number two, those stores are everywhere now. So you got busted for something that
No, it was just a DEA little ploy. It was the only thing they could do for me to break the law, you know. And the only law that I would broke it was only being enforced in Pennsylvania. You know, so Pittsburgh, that's where I went to trial. It's a weird law, and it's of course it's unenforceable now because
have they apologized to you yet?
Oh yeah, they sent me a letter and they were extremely sorry and No.
Was it on hemp paper? At least it was on hemp paper or something.
And he put weed in, he rolled it up, and he smoked it.
No. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going this year, election year. You know, I'm going to submit my application to a pardon, and I think I got a good chance of getting one.
Oh, yeah. For a pardon,
because,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to be a felon all my life, you know.
You're right.
just long enough to get some attention, get some PR out of it, and then, you know, then put me back on the roll again, you know.
I saw a list of stoner movies that they ranked in as far as, like, best top 10, and Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke, was the number one stoner movie of all time. Congratulations on that. But is there another movie about the weed culture, getting high comedy that you yourself enjoy that's not a Cheech and Chong offshoot?
Well, you know, it was the first movie that I saw that inspired me to move to California, become a hippie, and to write doper songs. I Love You, Alice B. Toklas with Peter Sellers.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
I don't.
We'd be watching that tonight.
Oh, you got to see it. It is so great. You know, Alice B. Toklas was this artist, friend of Gertrude Stein in Paris, and for making these brownies that got everybody in Paris stoned. Mm. And so Peter Sellers, he plays like a real straight businessman, and he gets stoned and he quits his life, becomes a hippie and lives like a, and falls in love with a beautiful girl that was married to Ryan O'Neal. I can't think of
Farrah Fawcett.
No, before Farrah.
Oh, hell.
Well, look it up.
Yeah, look it up, Eric. Well, I will definitely have to watch that. And that inspired you, like you said, to become a hippie and start doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I was in Detroit, you know, in the 60s, you know, 67, I was in Detroit, and it was just right after the riot, you know, we're sitting in the ghetto movie theater, and this movie came on, and California looked so beautiful, and everybody, peace, love, and dope, and I got to go.
You got to get the hell out of here.
And so to be able to see like so many like states decriminalize marijuana. I mean, there's a lot of states that medical marijuana is fine, but not like Colorado and Washington and Alaska has now decriminalized it. Is this like one of your like all time like dreams of one day? Like I have a dream of like one day it will be decriminalized, and it's going to happen in your lifetime.
Yeah, well, you know, it's very important to get it decriminalized. That's all we need, really, you know, because we know how to grow it, we know how to smoke it, we know how to sell it, and all we need to do is not get put in jail for it.
It was ridiculous that you were in jail, but when you were in jail, Tommy Chong, were there a lot of just simple, like, marijuana drug offenders with you?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Just taking up space.
They love it. We were the ones that beautified the prison. You know, we made the gardens look great. You
know? Just green.
And we
everywhere.
Were the best. Yeah, we'd organize outings and picnics and stoners in prison. You know, I mean, it
sounds awesome. It sounds really great. Tommy, thanks for calling up the show on this day, 420, the holiday that stoners are celebrating everywhere. And when you get a chance, you got to come by and hang out with us again. Okay.
I'd love to. I miss you guys.
Yeah, we love you.
You can check out Tommy's podcast called The Chong and Chong Show, and it can be downloaded from iTunes.com and at Tommy Chong on Twitter. Thanks, man. See you soon.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you. See you again. Bye-bye.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. When we come back, it's time for Gold and Platinums. It's the songs of yesterday that earned the Gold and Platinum status on this particular date in history. Are they still hits, or should at least one of these songs make its way between the butt cheeks of Eric Scott Smith, our producer over there, to be crushed and never heard again on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Golden Platinum's next. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.